This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com.
Who is a hero? A movie star?
A TV show host?
A fabulous fashion designer?
Or a spicy chef?
We are all heroes when we help others.
Join Dining Out for Life and be a hero in the fight against HIV.
Take action. Dine out. Fight AIDS.
Participating restaurants donate a generous percentage to help people in your city. Make a reservation now at diningoutforlife.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Nicholas Snow. This episode is going live at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on April 9th, 2015. In this show, we're talking all about Dining Out for Life, which takes place in most cities that participate, and there's about 60 cities throughout the U.S. and Canada that do. Most cities actually do this on April 30th, but many of the Dining Out for Life cities have their events at different times. At any rate, it's the opportunity for you to dine out and fight AIDS. Participating restaurants donate a proceeds of their take on that particular day to benefit local AIDS HIV and AIDS service organization. So what you spend in your community stays in your community. And coming up, I'll have the operations manager for all of Dining Out for Life, Richard Nacy. Also later in the show, I have a wonderful interview with Mondo Guerra. You know him as a designer and social influencer whose innovative style has caught the fashion world's imagination, while his truth and courage captured the hearts of fans around the world when he first revealed his HIV status on Project Runway Season 8. He later went on to win the debut season of Project Runway All-Stars and became an audience favorite as a mentor on Lifetime's spin-off series, Under the Gun. And I've interviewed Mondo a few times, but I go more deeply into the interview this time, and I ask him about the time in his life when he was the only one who knew he was HIV positive, and how his life has transformed by his willingness to express that truth to other people and to really become an absolutely fabulous role model. If you're listening to this episode and you discover that you're not living in a city that participates in Dining Out for Life, the good news is that you can have your local HIV AIDS service organization go to diningoutforlife.com to learn how they can be part of this great event that happens next year. It's all coming up on Nicholas Snow Live after this.
I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Nicholas broadcasts live almost every day, and he wants you to be a part of the conversation. If you are listening live, the phone lines are open now. Call 347-215-8866. That's 347-215-8866. We're screening calls right now, so get dialing. Call 347-215-8866. While he's screening callers for today's broadcast, here's some important information for you. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. At any time, 24/7, you may direct tweet at @TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiznow. That's youtube.com/snowbiznow. For all of his social media links, visit nicholassnowlive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Hey, everybody. I'm so excited you're here. This is one of my shows that I do each year. It's just one of my favorite events to promote Dining Out for Life. 60 HIV AIDS service organizations participate, benefit. 3,000 restaurants donate a percentage of their sales. 300,000 people throughout the U.S. and Canada dine out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and about $4 million a year is raised for outstanding HIV AIDS organizations in the U.S. and Canada. As I promoted at the top of the show, coming up, I'm going to be introducing Richard Nacy, who's the operations manager of Dining Out for Life. And I know for a fact that right here in Coachella Valley, I have Marissa Willman in the queue, who will be telling us bit more about not only what's going on for Dining Out for Life, but I wouldn't let her off the air without telling us more about Get Tested Coachella Valley as well. The websites of note for today's show, diningoutforlife.com. Also check out gettestedcoachellavalley.org. Without further ado, if you tuned in late, I also have a great interview coming up with Mondo Guerra, the openly HIV-positive fashion designer who expressed his truth in a big way on Project Runway. And I have a really in-depth interview with him coming up. But without further ado, let me bring on Richard Nacy, who's the operations manager of Dining Out for Life, who I had the opportunity to meet at a Dining Out for Life annual event in Palm Springs about a year ago. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Nicholas, thank you so much for having me on, and thank you so much for your continuing love and support for Dining Out for Life, not just in your community, but also sort of globally. We really appreciate it.
Well, you know, as a person myself who's living with HIV, who benefits from the services of the Desert AIDS Project, and who understands the vital importance of this event, I couldn't I'm so happy to do it. And you know, I'm actually broadcasting this show from the Vista Sunrise Apartments, from my own apartment. It's a complex that's affiliated with Desert AIDS Project. And so, you know, I'm a partner for life, you know, so count me in.
Great.
I know you're working around the clock right now because your role is to basically empower everyone in all these cities to pull off a great event. So what would you like to review that I might have already said and add to it?
Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, you and your listeners, and I say this to all of the organizations and the employees of the organizations who put on Dining Out for Life. You know, this time of year, our organizations that produce the event, they're going nuts. They are absolutely going crazy. They are lining up their final restaurants and making sure that they have enough volunteers to serve in each of their participating restaurants, and they're getting their marketing materials out. And I mean, they're literally, I've produced the event myself when I worked for an AIDS service organization in Albany, New York, so I know all of the moving parts that go into Dining Out for Life, and this time of year is just crazy. It's really exciting, but it's really crazy. And now that I'm the operations manager for Dining Out for Life, the association, this is actually my slow time of year, so I feel really bad because I know how hard everyone's working, and I'm just sort of putting it out there that, you know, I'm just kind of hanging out here, guys, so if you need my help, let me know. When I get crazy busy is actually after the event happens, and I start tracking down, you know, how much money has been raised by our licensed organizations, and then start planning the annual Dining Out for Life conference, which last year was held in Palm Springs and hosted by the Desert AIDS Project, and that's where I had the good fortune to meet you for the first time. This year, our conference is going to be in New Orleans, hosted by the No AIDS Task Force, one of our longtime licensees as well. So that's when things get busy for me. But our organizations right now that are producing the event, either in April or on the so-called national date on April 30th, they are really going gangbusters. And I just actually got off a committee call, one of our committees that the association has. And again, they're working so hard on this committee, but they're also, in addition to that, they're producing their own events. So it's a kind of a nutty time of year for them.
Well, congratulations to all of you. Now, people who live in cities where Dining Out for Life happens are most likely aware of it, but people can always go to diningoutforlife.com to not only find out what cities are participating, but what restaurants in those cities are participating. But there are people there are undoubtedly people that will listen to this episode that live in cities that do not have Dining Out for Life. And I want them to know how they can inspire participation in their own city. So why don't you talk about how a particular local HIV/AIDS service organization can become involved?
That's great. If you log on to diningoutforlife.com, the first thing that comes up, hopefully, if you're on some certain mobile devices, you may not see this, but if you're on your PC or your laptop, the first thing you'll see is this big map of the United States and Canada right in the middle of your screen, and you'll see little red ribbons for where our Dining Out for Life organizations are located. And it's wonderful. I see this great smattering of red ribbons across the map, but I also see these wide open spaces where we don't have any red ribbons. And we know that there are people who are living with HIV/AIDS in these areas, and we know that there are really great organizations working in these areas. So the first thing that if you're living in a city and you don't see a red ribbon on the map near your city and you want to get your city involved in Dining Out for Life, the first thing to do is to find out what AIDS service organizations are working in your community to help people living with HIV/AIDS. And reaching out to them and calling them and saying, hey, I don't know if you're aware of it, but there's this great event that is specifically for AIDS service organizations. It's called Dining Out for Life, and it takes place all across North America. And it's a really terrific way to not only raise funds for your organization, but also to raise awareness. The fact that HIV/AIDS is still a public health epidemic, that there are more people living with HIV/AIDS now than ever before, and so the services that your organization provides are more needed than ever before. Once they've connected with an organization in their community, they can send that organization to diningoutforlife.com, and at the very top of the webpage, there's a button that says Participate. They just have to hover over that and then click on the words AIDS Service Organizations, and then that's going to bring up some general information about how to get involved and to bring Dining Out for Life to your community. There's a very short sort of informational form that they can fill out and submit. Once the association receives that form, then that kicks open the conversation that we have with the organization. It can take a while to actually be granted a license. There are a number of steps that need to take place before you can actually bring Dining Out for Life to your city. All new cities that are producing the event for the first time have to attend the annual conference that takes place in the summertime, where they get training on how to do the Dining Out for Life event. But they also get to meet all the other licensees that are doing the event across the country. It's a really fantastic way to learn and to grow and to share. But once a city and an organization has been granted a license, then they start producing the event, and after a couple of years, it really sort of takes on a life of its own and becomes this really great community-wide event. I know in hearing about what happens in Palm Springs around Dining Out for Life and how the entire community really embraces it, that's sort of the thing that I want people who are considering the event to know, that this really does become a community-wide event that everyone can embrace and enjoy.
Well, since you did mention specifically Greater Palm Springs, I'll throw out some special information about this year's Dining Out for Life, which, as we mentioned, in most cities does happen on April 30th, which is the 2015 official national date. It's that one day each year when supporting Desert AIDS Project is as simple as having breakfast, lunch, dinner, a snack, dessert, coffee, a cocktail, or all of the above. DAP says, is your mouth watering yet? You just go to your favorite participating restaurant. In addition to many longtime Dining Out for Life supporters, 13 new partners have come aboard this year. Two of these newest, Poe 533 in the Smoketree Shopping Center and Ristretto at the 500 at Palm Canyon and Ramon in Palm Springs, are giving a never-before 100% of their sales from Thursday, April 30th to client services at DAP. Daryl L. Tucci, Chief Development Officer at Desert AIDS Project, says, we are hoping for a phenomenal year because the Beyond Generous Harold Matzner and his Spencer's Restaurant are back for a fourth year at 75%, and Tony and Mark have brought back Trio, a perennially top producer, say that three times fast, and its sister restaurant, The Purple Room, both again at 60%. Our amazing friends at Lulu California Bistro, number one last year, and Zen American Bistro, who both do so much for us throughout the year, are also back at 50% in Dining Out for Life. This also marks the first year that Dining Out for Life includes a restaurant in the high desert, Sam's Pizza and Indian in Joshua Tree. It's a family-owned business that uses only fresh ingredients and a few twists on the ordinary, like their curry sauce pizzas. To begin planning your dining extravaganza on Thursday, April 30th, visit diningoutforlife.com. You'll find information about all 60 cities or so. How many cities, Richard, are you up to?
Well, we have right now there are approximately 61 organizations that have a license to produce Dining Out for Life, but a number of those organizations actually produce Dining Out for Life in a sort of a large service footprint that their organization serves. So actually the number of cities is well over 100. I know that, you know, from my experience, the organization that I used to work for in Albany, New York, produced Dining Out for Life in, I think, 10 or 15 different cities. And so it was a huge geographic area and a huge undertaking, but it was really that one day a year where a lot of our a lot of parts of our service territory were actually able to do fundraising for the cause. And so it turned out to be a really excellent way for people not just to raise money, but also to let folks know in these communities that HIV is still around, that it's still dangerous, and that we do have the power and the tools and everything we need at our disposal to stop the spread. So it was a really terrific event. It's astounding to me when I stop and think about how many people participate in this event pretty much on one day out of the year. I mean, you mentioned it's more than 300,000, which is really, really amazing, and I just think it's awe-inspiring.
Well, something else that's really cool is that Subaru of America, Inc. is marking its eighth year as international host of Dining Out for Life.
Yes.
Why don't you speak to the importance of their participation?
Subaru has been a really powerful, powerful partner, not just with Dining Out for Life, but in terms of HIV/AIDS and the cause itself. Subaru has been a wonderful partner with Dining Out for Life, and the work that they do to promote Dining Out for Life throughout the year, getting the spokes people involved. You mentioned Mondo Guerra, but we also have Ted Allen and Daisy Martinez, who are both celebrity chefs, and of course, you know, who can forget Pam Grier, Foxy Brown, who's one of our national spokespeople. Subaru has been really, really great at helping them get the message out there about Dining Out for Life, about HIV/AIDS throughout the year, so that Dining Out for Life, even though it takes place in most cities on one day of the year, it's become this year-long conversation thanks to Subaru and its efforts to keep the conversation going. Subaru also launched a campaign called Love Responsibly on World AIDS Day in 2014, in which they rolled out they rolled out a Subaru Legacy that was designed, a wrap that was designed by Mondo Guerra. And he's been taking the Subaru Legacy around the country to talk to Dining Out for Life licensees and to find out, you know, what's going on the grassroots level in those communities in terms of HIV/AIDS. So having Subaru's support for that, you can't put a price tag on it. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing that people who in a million years you'd never think would be hearing about HIV/AIDS are now having that conversation with their loved ones, with their family. It's just been a really powerful message.
Well, congratulations on everything you're doing over the years to contribute to this great cause. Is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion before I bring on Marissa from our local Get Tested Coachella Valley effort?
The only thing that I would say is I would follow up and reiterate what you said earlier. If you are in a community that participates in Dining Out for Life, make your reservation. Make sure when you make your reservation, you let the restaurant know that you are dining there because of Dining Out for Life. If you're in a community that doesn't yet do Dining Out for Life, go to our website, contact your local AIDS service organization, and know that you'll be joining a family of really amazing organizations that do great work to help people living with HIV/AIDS. And thank you, Nicholas, again for this wonderful opportunity.
Listen, Richard, it's my pleasure. And for people that might hear this episode after the national date of April 30th, 2015, remember that some cities have their events on other dates, and this is an annual event. So basically everything you've heard other than the date applies to the future as well as the past. So, Richard, you have a wonderful day. I appreciate you taking the time to call in.
Thank you so much. You as well.
You're welcome. I just want to also remind everyone you can share this particular episode at blogtalkradio.com/NicholasSnow Live. All of the podcasts are available on demand. If you go to a particular page, there's all kinds of social networking buttons. I want to move right along and bring on Marissa Willman, who's with Get Tested Coachella Valley here in the Coachella Valley. Hi, Marissa.
Good morning, Nicholas. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you.
Now, you told me your official title before, but I forgot it. So what is your official title with Get Tested Coachella Valley?
I am the community liaison. So we are very much a community-based program, and I work with our community partners to strengthen their involvement in the campaign so that we can bring HIV testing to everyone in the Coachella Valley.
Well, it's such an important effort, and I have, I speak out on the importance of testing a lot, and I remind people there's two ways to know that you might be HIV positive. One is to get a test, which is painless and easy, and if you find out you happen to be positive, there's great modern medication that can keep you alive and healthy. And if you find out you're HIV positive early enough, there's no reason that it has to develop into AIDS because of the modern medication that exists today. Of course, the other way that one can find out they're HIV positive is to ignore that possibility and ultimately get sick. And there's two problems with this. If you wait to learn you're positive, if that's the case, the disease can process much more than it ever needs to. But also, someone who's HIV positive and who's not on treatment and who does not know it is fairly infectious. And the science miraculously has shown that someone who is being effectively treated on modern antiretroviral medication, someone who's HIV positive, learns it, gets on the appropriate treatment, is up to 96% likely to transmit the virus. Because
that is
what happens?
Absolutely right.
Yes, what
that
happens
is
under?
Right.
Yeah, what happens under successful treatment is that someone like me, who's living with HIV, has an undetectable viral load, and it becomes really extremely difficult for me to transmit the virus. Short of a cure, we all know, and I know I'm preaching to the choir by talking to you, Marissa, is that the key to the end of the AIDS epidemic is to test and treat anyone who might have HIV, to test everyone who might have HIV, and to treat everyone who does, because that way we keep them healthy and prevent the transmission of the virus.
Absolutely. I would say we take it a step further and just test everyone. That's one of Get Tested Coachella Valley's biggest missions, is to just make HIV testing as standard as a diabetes test or a blood pressure test. It should just be a part of our routine health care.
Well, the local effort is getting kudos from around the country, even from former President Bill Clinton, who has spoken out in favor of the organization. And, of course, we have great support of lead sponsors, Desert AIDS Project and Desert Regional Medical Center. And I think by now, aren't there about how many community partners do you have now?
We are close to 60 now, and we have all of our three major hospitals. We have more and more clinics coming on board every day, and a lot of great organizations throughout the Coachella Valley who are all pledging their support for creating an HIV-free future.
We love that. The website is gettestedcoachellavalley.org. So tell me about what your engagement is with Dining Out for Life, happening locally April 30th, and happening in cities across the U.S. and Canada that date as well.
Yes. Well, I will be volunteering during Dining Out for Life with our marketing assistant at Get Tested Coachella Valley, Frank Roman. We will be at Elmira Soul for dinner from 5 to 9, so everyone please come out. If you can't see us at Elmira Soul, we have a record number of restaurants participating this year, so choose your favorite and come breakfast, lunch, or dinner somewhere to support. We will be at Elmira Soul, as I mentioned, and it's just such a phenomenal opportunity to keep that conversation going about HIV and to spread awareness. Dining Out for Life is such an incredible program, and it really opens the door to talk to people who may be people out there who think HIV is over, or it was very much a disease of the 90s or something that could never affect them. And this is really a very authentic way for us to get out there and engage the community, tell them about what's going on, and continue to break down the stigma that surrounds HIV.
Very well said. And, you know, at a point you make by indicating that you're volunteering and you're basically a Dining Out for Life ambassador, this speaks to another really important component of Dining Out for Life, because in addition to restaurants raising funds, volunteer ambassadors have a presence at the restaurant throughout the day, and they make an unobtrusive introduction to the diner. They don't interfere with the wait staff. They just basically thank them for participating in Dining Out for Life, give them some printed material. Many cities give them an opportunity to participate in a drawing. And this is a great public education effort as well, because everyone who ends up in these participating restaurants gets a little bit of education in a non-threatening, very welcoming way. And it just helps expand everyone's consciousness and empowers everyone's response to the fight against HIV/AIDS.
Absolutely. It's a very easy, and I think you mentioned non-obtrusive way to just have a conversation with people and let them know what we're doing and why this is still very much a public health matter that we need to be addressing, that we are addressing, and giving them a very easy way to help.
Well, I appreciate all that you do. Now, have you and I met in person yet?
You know, I believe you came to our annual update in February.
I did. I was there. I was definitely there.
Yeah. I think briefly then.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll meet again.
I'm connecting the dots. I meet so many people, but yes, I know exactly who you are.
Yeah, so I hope we see you again, and also want to thank you for being one of our Get Tested Coachella Valley Social Ambassadors. Thank you for helping us spread the word online. We do appreciate that.
Oh, why don't you give some information about what a Get Tested Coachella Valley Social Ambassador does?
Absolutely. We have a community, and that website is yesgtcv.org, and that is for our impassioned advocates who are also very connected on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. YesGTCV.org community provides all of our social ambassadors with a constantly updated library of photos, news, videos, helpful links that allows you to share these on your social channels and help start those conversations in your own networks on social media.
Sounds wonderful. I'm honored to participate, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
So coming up after the break, as promised, I have my in-depth interview with Mondo Guerra. I go deeper in this interview than I have historically with him in past interviews, and it's really beautiful what he says and the spirit in which he lives his life. He's definitely a hero of mine. I'll be back with Mondo Guerra after this.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, photos and interviews from the historic Hollywood premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival, voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, those people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I want to also give you some information about other organizations that I support with my show. I'm really honored to promote the Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast. It takes place in cities across the country. But here in the Coachella Valley, that is taking place May 22nd, 2015. Just search Facebook for Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast Coachella Valley. And this year, the honoree is Jeff Kors. He's receiving the Harvey B. Milk Leadership Award. It's a really exciting, wonderful, empowering brunch. It has a great participation by youth as well. It's a great time to remember a wonderful man, Harvey Milk. Also, I'm really grateful for the work of the LGBT Community Center of the Desert. You can find them at thecenterps.org. They're a wealth of resources for all of us. You can find them at thecenterps.org. Also, Greater Palm Springs Pride happens every year. It's a fantastic organization, and I want you to just be sure to go check them out as well. This past year, they moved their whole event downtown. It was really an amazing event to take place now in the heart of downtown Palm Springs. And their website is pspride.org. And on another level, the Desert Business Association, I participate with them as well. You can find them at desertbusinessassociation.com. They have all kinds of mixers and networking opportunities and an annual awards dinner, and I'm very grateful to participate with them as well. So I promised you an interview with Mondo Guerra. He is such an astounding, amazing person. I'm so honored to have come to know him. He is a designer and social influencer whose innovative style and bold prints have caught the fashion world's imagination, while his truth and courage captured the hearts of fans around the world when he first revealed his HIV-positive status on Project Runway Season 8. He later went on to win the debut season of Project Runway All-Stars and became an audience favorite as a mentor on Lifetime's spin-off series, Under the Gun. Says Mondo, "My work is influenced by life experiences and reflects the spirit of my journey. My designs are unrestricted expressions of emotion and a true reflection of who I am. A free-thinking, playful artist and determined individual who seeks to discover myself and those parts of myself that resonates with others. I approach fashion with a collective sense of versatility, quirkiness, and a delicious taste for fun. My purpose is passion. My inspiration is creativity. My impact to be meaningful. Ultimately, I'm happy to share a part of my life with those who choose to wear my designs or who take part in causes that are personally and meaningful and socially relevant." Mondo's creative designs can be purchased as well as a variety of original products. And his signature collections are available at mondoguerra.com. So this interview took place just a few days ago. Today is April 9th, 2015. I interviewed Mondo on April 2nd, and I'm delighted to bring that interview to you right now.
I'm excited to welcome to the show once again Mondo Guerra, an openly HIV-positive fashion designer, artist, and all-around great guy. Welcome, Mondo. Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you. What a wonderful introduction. All-around good guy, huh?
Oh, well, it's true. It's true. you're so down-to-earth and approachable, too. That's one of the things I love about you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You know, one of the things I'd like to address at the onset of the interview, before we get into Dining Out for Life and the new Love Responsibly expansion of the campaign, a lot of people who think they might be HIV positive are afraid. They're in fear and denial. And you and I are both examples of people who are living powerfully with HIV. And I'd love for you to talk about the transition that you went through from that time when you might have been afraid to who you are today.
Well, you know, I revealed my HIV positive status on a national television program about 5 years ago now. And, you know, I was in denial, like you said. I wasn't allowing myself to really take responsibility, not only for myself, you know, personally, but also in my healthy life. So it was very scary, and I knew that I was losing a lot of time, losing a lot of support, and I wasn't, you know, accepting new friendships, so to speak. So I just was very, I was very closed off, and I wasn't doing my best work as a creative person. It really affected my work. And finally, when I revealed it, you know, I was just overwhelmed by the support from not only the HIV community, but, you know, the community at large. And it really inspired me to, you know, really become an advocate for HIV education and awareness. And, you know, that has really taught me a lot about myself. I am in a very happy place. These relationships that I should have been able to trust are very on the surface now for me. My family dynamic is completely new and completely exciting. And, you know, I have a lot of love in my life. Beyond that, I have a lot more love for myself, and I think that's the most important, because when I was diagnosed, of course, I felt very damaged. I felt like I was ashamed. I had a lot of regret, a lot of resentment, and all these negative things really continued to eat at me for 10 years before I spoke up about my status, But that's my personal, that's my personal journey thus far, and I think that, if you're struggling with revealing, your HIV positive status, you really have to do it on your own time. I would recommend finding a support system, somebody that you can really trust, and somebody that you can, share your thoughts with. And when you're ready to talk about it, you will. But it is very important to have that important, honest conversation.
That's very well stated, but I want to go back even further to a time that may or may not have existed in your life. Was there a time when you thought you might be HIV positive, but you were afraid to find out? And how did you move through that fear, if that was part of your story?
Right. I ignored it. I really ignored it. I knew that, I was 19, 20 years old, living in New York City by myself, really kind of living my own personal dream and not making very healthy choices. And I knew that there could be a chance that I could have been HIV positive, but I wasn't seeking out the attention. I wasn't even going to get tested. And it was very irresponsible. At that time in my life, I felt very invincible, and I think that, that's a lot of it, especially with younger people. They feel like they will never be infected, but they could never be infected. But the thing about it is that this disease, like any other disease, does not discriminate. And so it's really important to, really take care of yourself, get tested, and know your status.
Well, and the bottom line is, if people who are HIV positive don't know it, the only way, there's two ways to find out. And one is to get tested, and the other is to allow the HIV to progress in the body to the extent that one becomes sick.
Right.
And you and I both know that if someone gets tested and they learn they're HIV positive, that the modern medication keeps us alive and healthy and thriving for a long time, and HIV never has to transition into AIDS with the modern science.
Right, and you have to take that step to really have those open conversations. And I think that the dialogue starts with yourself. You really have to understand who you are and how you're going to navigate this this situation. And that's why, for me, again, from my personal story, it's really important to have a support system in place. I know that if I was able to talk about my status with people that I trusted and people that I knew loved me, and I would have accepted that help, that attention, I wouldn't have got to the point where I was very, very, very sick and in the hospital. So, again, it's very important to have this dialogue, this open conversation with yourself first.
You revealed your HIV positive status on Project Runway Season 8, and it was sort of a split-second decision that you kind of made while the cameras were rolling, wasn't it?
Right. Yes, it was. It was just about, sharing my vision, and a lot of my vision has really come from every, personal struggle, every personal experience, creative experience that I've ever, encountered. And I think that if I was going to deny myself of what inspires me to create art, in a lot of ways, denying myself of who I was. And at that point, I had been silent for 10 years about my positive status. And I couldn't allow it. I'm a pretty spiritual guide, and I really feel like my hand is being held by my spiritual guide. And she was really telling me that I needed to, let go.
I have not seen that particular episode. Who was on the panel when you came out as HIV positive, and what was the response?
Well, it was the normal panel. It was Heidi, it was Michael Kors, and Nina Garcia. And I had first talked about my inspiration being about color and geometric. But as a kid, I loved playing with construction paper. And it just felt very, I guess to them, they read right through it. They really didn't get what it was. They really loved the design, but they didn't get what the inspiration was. And I said, you know, it's just a more of a personal story, and I kind of left that back. And it was actually Nina Garcia that asked, you know, well, I wish I knew what the story was. And it took me a moment, you know, it took me hearing six other designers really pour their heart out and share their honest, you know, honest truth about the how what inspired them to create that work, that particular challenge. And finally, after I had heard them and, you know, heard that they were, you know, that understood their courage, that allowed me to talk about it myself. And so, you know, within a minute and a half, 10 years of my life came back to me. And, you know, it's been very, very positive since that day.
And, you know, when we express our secrets, whatever they are, and they're no longer secret, we don't have to spend any time, energy, time or energy concealing them, and we are so freed up to do other things with that energy.
Yeah, I mean, I was physically with it. I was mentally with it. You know, I did really feel like I broke free, and in a lot of ways I had, you know, was reborn again, so to speak, and I was ready to just move forward and was excited about what was next, you know, and I still feel like my life has continued to be, you know, very, I'm very engaged in my own, in my life now.
We're going to talk about what's happening on World AIDS Day, December 1st. But before we do that, why don't you just say a couple of words about Dining Out for Life? And if you know where you're going to be on Dining Out for Life 2015, let me know that as well.
Right. So on Thursday, April 30th, it's right around the corner. It's going to be Dining Out for Life hosted by Subaru. And it's a campaign that hosts over 300,000 people dining out in that one day. And here's the good thing about it. So you have different opportunities. You have breakfast, you have lunch, you have dinner. You can go to all three. You can go to just one. You can even have dessert. Whatever you like. We're expecting 300,000 people to come out, dine out, and fight AIDS. There's 3,000 participating restaurants in over 60 cities in North America. And it's a really, really great program. These are, you know, all the money that is raised goes to AIDS organizations, and it goes to patients that really need the assistance. And, you know, a lot of the money goes to testing, and that, you know, that's the most important part, is knowing your status.
And I'm based here in Palm Springs, California, even though my audience is worldwide, and Dining Out for Life is huge here in the desert, and you've actually been here to Desert AIDS Project to help to visit the property and to learn about what we're doing, and you've been able to travel a lot in your ambassadorship for Dining Out for Life. What does it mean to you to come and connect to communities like mine?
Well, you know, I think within any community, especially communities that are affected by HIV, it's really important to, you know, be honest and have conversations. You know, one of the best parts of traveling and meeting new people is hearing their story, how they are affected by HIV. You know, these are stories that we need to share to understand, understand each other. And I really feel like these stories, and if we're willing and open to talk about them, share them, it really is, you know, the first step to battling a lot of the stigma and a lot of the misunderstanding associated with HIV.
So on World AIDS Day 2015, that's December 1st, Subaru of America, in collaboration with yourself, are revealing a one-of-a-kind wrapped 2015 legacy as part of its Love Responsibly campaign to commemorate the manufacturer's 20th year of support in the fight against HIV/AIDS. And you're going to be in Miami for that, right?
Well, you know, that was actually last year. We did that December 1st this past year in Art Basel, which was really a wonderful event because I've never been to Art Basel. I've always heard of it. Being an artist, I've always wanted to go. But beyond that, you know, our event with Subaru and the reveal of the car was just amazing. You know, to look back and think about all the opportunities that have been presented to me, it's been incredible. And to think that I had, you know, a little small role on a reality show and sharing my story would change my life in so many ways. And I think the thing that I'm most blessed for personally is that I'm able to have this crossover within my creative work and also the advocacy. So a lot of, you know, the work that I'm doing as a creative is really paying it forward and sharing my story, being HIV positive. So it's really amazing that I'm able to, you know, be this person.
Did you ever think that your designs would adorn cars?
No, you know, that was really amazing. It was it's a difficult process because I'm very particular, you know, and cars are very, very curvy. And I was trying to figure out placement of different patterns and designs and artwork. It was fun though because, you know, it was something that I hadn't done for a while. So I was doing two-dimensional work. I was working with my patterns, my prints, and also with some freehand. And it was, you know, it was very interesting. I mean, it came out really, really great. I think that it is definitely a showpiece. And when you see it on the street, you know, it really comes across as, you know, a conversation piece, as they say.
Finally, I'd like to just ask you about your current level of success and what your strategies are. You know, you've worked closely on the show with people like Michael Kors, who's an incredibly wealthy, successful designer. And I'm wondering, what are your key business partnerships, and how are you building your brand and moving ahead? And what can you say publicly about what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm working again with Steve Eiler on Eyewear collection, my sophomore collection, which is inspired by people that I love, including my mentor, my parents, my family, my boyfriend. It came out in the beginning of March. I'm currently on tour, different dates across the nation, meeting the customer, which is again really, really wonderful. My second collection for Crocs came out at the beginning of March. That's also available on Crocs.com. And then, you know, in my personal work, I just launched my new website at the beginning of February, MondoGuerra.com. But, you know, this summer I need to take some time for myself. And I'm not going to put anything out new just yet, just because I feel like I need to spend time in my space. When I talk about time in my space, I talk about my time in my space health-wise, mentally, and also physically. I don't have as much studio time as I wish I did, and that can kind of, be very uninspiring because I need to be in there. But I promise that I am still working. I'm still, you know, coming up with some ideas. I'm just looking forward to all the projects that are on the table right now.
Well, it's great that you're following those instincts to pull back a little and take care of yourself. And I thank you for the amount of yourself that you do share with the world. My listeners can go to diningoutforlife.com and mondoguerra.com for more. Would you like to conclude our interview with any statement about anything?
Yeah, you know, I always say this at the end of any conversation. You know, if you're listening to this and you haven't got tested, go out there and get tested. Know your status. Have a conversation with somebody that you trust. Also, you know, if there's somebody in your life that you feel doesn't access information about HIV, send them to a site where they can educate themselves. I think education is very important, especially on this topic.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show today, and I look forward to the next time our paths cross in person, and I think you're fabulous.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to my interview with Mondo. He's such a sweet guy, and that was so heartfelt. And it just occurred to me that this would be a good episode in which to play my HIV testing safer sex awareness anthem called The Power to Be Strong. It is available for viewing and sharing the music video subtitled in 20 different languages on YouTube at youtube.com/thepowertobestrong. So I will be concluding today's broadcast with that song. Remember, go to diningoutforlife.com to participate. Go to desertaidsproject.org and get tested CoachellaValley.org. Those are just some resources for you that I want to remind you of. And don't go away, because I have The Power to Be Strong, my HIV testing safer sex awareness anthem, coming up after this.
Who is a hero? A movie star?
A TV show host?
A fabulous fashion designer?
Or a spicy chef?
We are all heroes when we help others.
Join Dining Out for Life and be a hero in the fight against HIV.
Take action. Dine out. Fight AIDS.
Participating restaurants donate a generous percentage to help people in your city. Make a reservation now at diningoutforlife.com.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, A Living Powerfully with HIV memoir, called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiznow. That's youtube.com/snowbiznow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.